82. Filling in. On his way home from the film lab, Chuck started to feel bad. He had to fight off throwing up in the car. When he called the doctor later, they figured out that he had eaten something bad. The doctor said he would fill out a prescription for Chuck. Then Chuck called the pharmacy and they filled the prescription. They even delivered it to his home. Chuck crashed in bed. Before he nodded off, however, he realized that he should call his assistant Jane and fill her in on the situation. Chuck would surely not be able to go on the field trip tomorrow. She would have to fill in for him and lead the tour. Jane wasn't too happy about it. She said that no one could fill Chuck's shoes. She would rather just fill in the students on his sickness and cancel the trip. Chuck said no, Jane could fill his place. She just had to be confident, take the students around the park, and talk about what she knew. And if she were confident, no one would ever think she couldn't fill the bill. "And don't forget to fill up the bus with gas," Chuck said with a weak laugh. Last time he had forgotten, and they had got stuck in the wilderness. Jane relented. She never figured on having so much fun leading a field trip. But Chuck was right. She could fill his position. But she didn't want to take it away. Guiding a field trip was one thing. Teaching a whole class was another. She would fill in for little things, but not for the big ones. Chuck was better the day after the field trip, and proud of Jane that she had done such a great job.